The island nation of Haiti often makes headlines in the midst of crisis, but there's less attention paid to the factors underlying its status as the poorest nation in the Western Hemisphere and one of the most unstable. The New York Times has conducted an unprecedented investigation into those root causes and is putting a harsh spotlight on Haiti's former colonizer, France. My colleague Allie Rogan has more.
To learn more about this sweeping investigation, I'm joined by Catherine Porter. She's the Toronto bureau chief of the New York Times, and she's been covering Haiti since its devastating 2010 earthquake and led the team that poured over centuries-old documents and archives for this story. Catherine, thank you so much for joining us. How did your team come up with this idea?
Well, as you mentioned, I've been in Haiti since 2010, and I think I've been back more than 30 times. And any journalist that spends any time in Haiti asks the question, like, why is it like this? Why is the poverty so bad? Why is the infrastructure so bad? And why is it so much worse than other countries around it? And the obvious answer is often given as corruption, which is true. But reading a book on one of my trips there, it mentioned this thing called the independence debt that Haiti had paid to France after winning its independence, had then been forced to pay in cash. And it just stirred my, like, it planted a seed way back then. And I started looking for more and more information about this.
Yeah, and let's talk about how that independence debt came to be. Because I think, as some people know, Haiti was founded by former slaves. They overthrew their French colonial rulers in 1804. But not long after that, they ended up paying France. Why?
Yeah, they called it reparations, which is so mind-boggling now. 21 years after the first Black nation of the Americas was formed, a battalion of French ships arrived with a message from the king, basically saying, either you give us money or prepare for war. And at that time, Haiti had been completely frozen out. America, the United States would not deal with it. Britain wouldn't acknowledge it. So facing war and desperate for international recognition, the president of Haiti at the time agreed.
Right. And you've dove into how much those so-called reparations would equal in today's money. You also looked into the value that was lost to the Haitian economy because of so much of this money and the interest on these payments going out of the Haitian economy, not going to Haitians. So tell us about those figures.
After we did all that research, we collected the figures, and we were able to extrapolate what the opportunity cost was to Haiti. So if Haiti hadn't grown, if its economy had stayed as stagnant as it had been throughout the 1800s, it would have added $21 billion U.S. dollars to the economy today. If the economy of Haiti had been boosted and grown at the same rate as the average rate of Latin American countries around it, it would have been a staggering $115 billion.
Of course, the United States also has a long and sordid history with Haiti. What did you find out about that relationship?
Well, you know, what was really interesting is that first you had these French colonial masters, and they held a tight grip on Haiti long after independence. And finally, you know, the way that they held on to the financial strings of the country was through the Haitian National Bank. And soon enough, American banks took an interest in the Haitian National Bank because, as we saw increasingly, more and more bankers from around the world saw that this was a place that, despite how poor it was, they could get rich. So we discovered that one of the reasons the United States, you know, invaded Haiti and occupied it for a very long time, starting in 1917, was because a bank that is now known as Citigroup had really prodded the State Department to go in and secure its interests in the Haitian National Bank. And that then quickly developed into a full-fledged occupation. So part of the impetus was financial interests of Wall Street bankers.
Catherine Porter with the New York Times, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.